Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listen to the lullaby of Thursday. It's the 22nd of September, and at some point today, things will change dramatically so that you will feel the difference. Fall will be in the air. You like that? In my voice, Jay, pretty good, huh? Fall.
I like it. It's a lot of emphasis.
I'm going to fool around because it's fall. Anyway, so summer. Bye-bye, summer, slipping away. Bye-bye, oh. Hope you all enjoyed the season. Fall equinox arrives, let's see here, at 1921 Universal Time, which is Greenwich Mean Time, which is just plain mean. Fall, going into fall and into winter time is just mean. So, let's see, 1921 would be, let's see, what is that, 7, back, 5, 6, that's about 2. That's 2 o'clock Eastern time, 2:21 Eastern time this afternoon. Right, I was off an hour yesterday. I said 3 o'clock or something, I think, didn't I?
Yeah, so, but they all run together. When you get down to the exact minute of it, it always seems to, like, run right into each other.
Yes, they do. Okay, so I wanted you to know that summer was brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you could have had fun if you'd have called 800-PROGRESSIVE or gone to progressive.com this past summer. So don't let it happen next summer. How's that for a warning? Be careful out there. Be careful. I guess we could say that about this mother who messaged her daughter, they're not going to let me go. We started to get an update on that yesterday. Debbie Collier, last seen leaving her house on the 9th. With only her driver's license and her debit card, how did anybody know that's all she had? Somebody checking her out as she went out the door, or what's the, or did they find that when they didn't find her? They found her body.
Yeah, right? so she was seen leaving with only those items, and then it was her daughter.
Was she dressed? Because she was found naked.
Yeah, no, she was dressed when she left the house. And then her daughter, the reason what initiated the missing persons report is that her daughter received a Venmo of $2,400 from her mom with a note attached that pretty much just said, they're not going to let me go.
So,
I love you.
Digging around in it, what was the idea? She took $2,400 out of her banking account, right?
And yeah, so, yeah. And Venmo'd the daughter, which it was just very unlike her to say something along the lines of, they're not going to let me go. Love you. That was the note attached to the Venmo. Because when you send money, you can also attach a note of what the money's for or anything like that and stuff. And that was the note that they're not going to let me go. So her adult daughter and then the woman's husband, they filed the report. And police authorities haven't said it necessarily how she died, but that she was burned in her abdomen and she was found naked, and she was also still gripping onto a tree, and there was a tarp nearby that was also showing some burns.
Yeah.
Just a horrific situation. Yeah. It makes you wonder. Obviously, they have no suspects at the moment, and they're going to have to look for that. They're going to have to find motive. But it makes you wonder, is this just a... they didn't know each other. Did she know her murderers?
Yeah.
What's the motive? Yeah. It's so curious.
Yeah, so they're still digging around no more than yesterday, but probably tomorrow we'll know even more. 10 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The situation with the Russians and Ukrainians is interesting. I'd use that as a, what do they call it, air quote or something around the word. And it's made more interesting because a couple of Americans now who have been detained by the Russians were fighting for the Ukrainians. But apparently somebody got to puke in Putin, and they have been believed to be released. Right, their family members say that these two guys, Alexander Druki and Andy Hind, I think that's the name. They came from Alabama.
Yeah, and one of them was saying they both served And one of them was saying that even though this was a war that didn't directly affect them, the thought of it.
Were they hired, though, Jay? Were they mercenaries? How did they get paid?
No,
they went over to volunteer.
They went over to volunteer. Mm. Yeah, the one was saying that it just broke his heart to know that there would be some teenagers that were being forced to fight. And he chose to join the Army at the age of 19, where there's other people out there who were not making the choice. It was happening for them. And he wanted to go out and help. And then the other gentleman as well, he just wanted to go be a part of it and really stand up for Ukraine.
Yeah. Well, it's something I think you're probably going to see more of, or if we haven't talked about it, there are probably more people over there. These are not the only two guys that are fighting. There are a lot of prisoners of war, actually, some from England, some from Sweden, some from Morocco, some from Croatia, that have been taken in by the Ruskies. Our Secretary of State said he was happy the Saudis apparently made this happen, which is kind of interesting. The first thing the Saudis have done for us besides sell us expensive oil for a long time is about time they earned their friendship and all of the consideration they get from us. So anyway, young guys who joined up after 9/11, which there's so many people did that. So many people did. So now let's fast forward to this week and the chaos in Russia, because of all the defections, all the AWOL soldiers from the Russians. So apparently nobody thought through this so-called partial mobilization that Putin put into effect on Monday. I think we saw this announcement, or we figured it out late Monday afternoon. So the folks who study these things in Western countries say I saw one professor referred to it, or no, this guy was a military guy, half-cocked call-up. Remember yesterday we were talking about them having a draft because they need 300,000 more soldiers because 300,000 of them have hit the road. And so the Russian people now are waking up to this. Younger people who were kind of for what was going on because all they do is read social media, and Putin and his thugs control social media, so, oh yeah, my country, right or wrong, let's hear it for the Soviet Union, let's go kill those no-good Ukrainians. Well, it turns out that a lot of them either have friends or now are being sort of sucked up into this thing by the Russian army so that they can go fight, and now they don't like it. They see what's going on for what it really is, and this whole thing, according to somebody that's a Russian historical expert, has fundamentally, this is how he described it, fundamentally altered the situation in Russia and the calculus on the battlefield, because none of these soldiers are trained. So how long does it take? I don't honestly know, because I didn't go through it. Is it 3 months, 6 months? How long does it take to make a decent soldier? To train them, just pick somebody up off the street?
That's a good question. Huh? Yeah, that's a good question.
It takes, but anyway. So he's put his foot in it again. I think, not that I believe the war is going to be over soon. I don't know. Who knows about that? How do you predict that sort of thing? Anyway, I think, I don't know. You look at these, the world, it's just nuts. These guys are nuts. So does this mean these 300,000 is going to help the Russian war effort? I'm going to just, this is a half-baked opinion based on only what I've seen in the last 24 hours, but it looks to me like it's going to hurt them more than it's going to help them, like somebody really didn't think this through. Mm-hmm. Like, you could speculate, this is all this is, that Putin doesn't really have the backing or the support of his army, the leaders of the army. And so, okay, Putin says, let's go get 300,000 people, we'll go get them, and then what do you do with them?
Well, time's not even on his side either, so it's not like he can take the time to have these people trained. He's probably just going to give them weapons and be like, all right, go on.
Go shoot. Yeah, okay, well, that'll be a short-lived, unfortunately, those people, if you don't know how to duck and cover, right? Isn't that kind of what it is?
Well, and I would imagine many people who are drafted are either going to try to flee prior or whenever they get dropped off somewhere, flee after the fact.
Become citizens of Poland quickly. Mm-hmm. All right, so the other most controversial person pretty much every week for as long as we can remember other than Putin is Mr. Trump. Here comes the Republican congressional candidate J.R. Majewski. who has made his Air Force service deployment in Afghanistan after 9/11, speaking of people who signed up after 9/11, a big part of his story. But, unfortunately, it apparently is not true, none of it. Zero. Associated Press is dug around as, you know, you go out and you say all these things, you're inviting somebody to look into mm-hmm. who you are and what you've done.
And there are paper trails.
Yeah, of course there are. So he doesn't, the picture that's been painted, the military documents that they find, this is public records, the public, what do they call it, Freedom of Information?
Mm-hmm.
FOIR, whatever that, yeah. He says he's a combat veteran. He never went to Afghanistan. Spent 6 months at an Air Force base in Qatar. And he was never, ever, ever in combat. So does that make him unattractive as a candidate? What's more important, the fact that he didn't tell the truth or that Trump likes him? I guess it depends on who.
And that's, yeah, it depends on who you ask.
Yeah, right, exactly. For me.
Well, also, I've never understood why fabricate the truth? Why can't the truth be good enough?
Because in this case, it probably isn't, given whoever's running against. I don't even know who's running against. But the AP found documents that, let's see, he was based in Japan for most of his service. He went to Qatar for 6 months back in May of 2002. He served as a passenger operations specialist, which means he was a driver and drove stuff. They unloaded aircrafts and they brought it from one place to another. That's what he did.
Which is still brave in and of itself. But again, I go back to why do you have to fabricate?
Yeah. Anyway, Marcy Kaptur, who's been in the House for a long time, too long. She's one of those people that needs to go. In my opinion, I never thought she was. She makes a lot of noise, and people know who she is. But I don't see that she is any great shakes. But then, that's the problem with most of these people who have been elected in the last 10, what, 20 years, maybe 30 years?
Mm-hmm.
They either are there too long, they're effective at the beginning, they lose their effectiveness, or they're not effective to begin with. And that's always the way I kind of read her. Anyway, so there we are. That's the update on the world of Trump at 18 after the hour.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as cane grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit greenstockjournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Ladies and gentlemen, about about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Apparently, government in Colorado thinks that it's time for more regulation to ensure water quality in Colorado. So a couple of environmental groups demanding tougher water quality regulations for mostly the big farms. There are a lot of the big companies, these huge operations, they don't pay attention to any of this stuff, and that's why there's a problem.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
So here we are, 23 after the hour, time for us to dig with a shovel, a big, deep shovel, into the trending items from your favorite celebrities on social media. And you can follow what's going on with Jay, who is probably your favorite of all the celebrities you know, on Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show and on Twitter at Good Day On Air. The Taylor Swift nomination and acceptance for the Songwriter of the Year Award. We'll talk about that in a moment. But our spot here is brought to you in part by O'Reilly. Have you checked your engine light? If it's on, you got to check it. Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and let their pros scan your vehicle. They stick a little device under your dashboard and away they go. They can get a lot of valuable information from the codes, and then they'll talk to you about what it is that you need, help you find somebody to fix it if that's what may be the case. Maybe you can fix it yourself. So for these diagnoses and repair advice as well, or even the right tools to fix it yourself, prepare to get excited. Check out the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Play, 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 play. And I hate the hate,
So here's one of the most popular singers of the modern era. I think I can say that safely, don't you think, Jay?
Oh, absolutely.
Taylor Swift, right. So she's been at this. This is really what's amazing about this. She's been at this for 16 years. And she just seems like barely out of her teenage years, in a manner of speaking. But she got the Songwriter Artist of the Decade Award, excuse me, at the Ryman Auditorium. It's the annual Nashville Songwriter Awards celebration. So all of her successes between the decade of 2010, the end of 2019.
Yeah, that's the decade they were celebrating. And previous songwriter artist winners for decades were Toby Keith, 2000 to 2009. Vince Gill took it from 1990 to 1999. Yeah. And this recent time, it's Taylor Swift. And they had the celebration and the honors at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville. She performed her All Too Well, the 10-minute version, which everybody in the audience sang along to with every word.
Cool.
Just showcasing how popular she is.
Yeah. Well, I think she deserves it. She's pretty smart. She comes across well. She sort of stands up for herself. She doesn't need, look at what she did with a guy who wanted to control her career. She said, no, I'm going to control my career, and I'll start over again if I have to. And basically she did. So good for her. Taylor Swift.
Fantastic.
Good celebrity news there. At 28 past the hour. Good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a lot of people contact me saying, Warren, I would love to have a dog or a cat, but I have allergies. Are there some breeds of dogs and cats that are less allergic than others? And the answer is absolutely. Breeds, for example, like poodles, Portuguese water dogs, Irish water spaniels, American water spaniels are some of the breeds that are less allergenic. And the reason is they don't have fur. They have hair like we do. And that's why you have to take poodles and some of these other dogs to be groomed, because the hair continually grows rather than falling out. But if you would like to have a dog and you do have allergies, there are things you can do. Have someone vacuum your home on a regular basis. Have someone take a washcloth and rub it against the cat or the dog's coat every single day. If you're really into it and you really want to make sure it works, try to find a location to live that doesn't have carpeting. Wood floors and tile are a lot easier, and it really is important to make sure that your dog or cat is on a good skin and coat conditioner, good supplementation to keep that dander and that dry skin in check. You can't have pets and allergies at the same time. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Joining me for a return engagement, that sounds very formal, Elizabeth, isn't it? Elizabeth Miller from Caltrain. Success comes one step at a time. And I don't mean to sound like a lecturer here, but if you expect to lose weight and be healthy and to do it safely, you're not going to do it by losing 30 pounds in a month.
It really is different than every other weight loss product out there because it's actually good for you. But you got to give it time to work. Most people are seeing some weight loss around the 1 month mark. They're seeing their clothes fitting better, the inches coming off, and then the pounds start steadily coming off after that. You know, I lost 40 pounds with it. It took me right at 5 months. It's not a quick fix, but I've been able to maintain that and keep that off for years now.
When you go to toploss.com, what do we have that's value added?
Right now, we've got our huge Labor Day sale up. Unlimited, buy three, get three free. So it's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's on our website, toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Constitutional lawyer Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax Wednesday said New York Attorney General Democrat Letitia James' $250 million civil lawsuit against President Trump is not a strong case, and noted Ms. James campaigned on getting Trump.
Why haven't the banks sued him? They have just as good auditors, just as good ability to value them.
President Biden announced a major disaster declaration for Puerto Rico and ordered federal aid to assist with recovery efforts. At this hour, 1,033,000 homes on the island are without power. The Australian Broadcasting Corporation is reporting 230 whales were found washed up on Tasmania's west coast early Wednesday, and only 35 remained alive. This is the second mass whale stranding in 2 days. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Stephen's Good Day Show.
Here's some good news about a Chick-fil-A worker. Did you see this, Jay? Who jumped into action to stop a carjacking. Now, this is down in Florida. This young employee sprang into action after a man stole the car keys in the parking lot of the Chick-fil-A.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yay! It's back to conversation. Excuse me. I think I sound a little stronger today than yesterday. That heavenly days must be that we're going into fall and everything's clearing up. Everything's coming up roses, Jay. That's probably
it is
what
until
it
the
is.
Next allergy.
Yeah, right. Right. Which happens tomorrow. All right. So I saw yesterday one tree that had one leaf on it that had turned yellow, and I was apoplectic. Look. It's only September the 22nd. Well, yesterday was the 21st. Look at, there's a yellow leaf on that maple tree. No! No! So this is, we've got all this rain.
You can go spray paint
from the hurricane, right? Exactly. As a matter of fact, Hurricane Fiona has become a Category 4 storm. Excuse me, it's going to blast into Bermuda, and then it's going up the coast to Canada. The Caribbean islands are a mess. The Hurricane Center has upgraded the storm from yesterday because they got 130 mile an hour winds, and they expect some more strengthening, and then it's going to, when it goes out to sea, it just goes away. That's it. But today, 2 to 4 inches of rain in Bermuda, at least that much in, well, it was 4 to 8 inches in Puerto Rico. And the winds and stuff killed the power on the island. That made it, and that was only a Category 1 or maybe a Category 2 when it bammed into Puerto Rico. 20 inches of rain in some places up in the mountains. Good God, imagine the landslides, the floods washing out. You know, the homes in certain parts of these Caribbean islands, when you go to Port-au-Prince or some of the other major cities, yeah, it's pretty cosmopolitan. You go up in the mountains, you know, it's tin and wood and brick and not much else. So most of the islands, Jamaica's the same way, Dominican Republic, most of the islands of the Caribbean are pretty poor, and they don't have great living conditions. So, anyway, so here they come to the rescue, though. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, right on, let's see here. The first thing the guy said when we got there is, oops, four people have been killed. Oh. All right, so then what are you doing about fixing? Notoriously, under the Trump presidency, because apparently he didn't like Puerto Ricans, and I say that only because you can add up two and two and come up with four. The way, now that'll make a lot of people yell and scream at the radio, but look at the record and then you can argue with me. At any rate, there was a lot of stuff that never got done in Puerto Rico. Some things got fixed up, but it would take forever. So anyway, more problems for down there, and you'll see. This is hurricane season. The good thing is hurricane season only lasts till November 1st, and most of the really bad storms come in the last week or two of August and through the end of September. By the time we get into October, pretty much dissipates. So if there's going to be another, I was looking to find another storm, and I didn't, they've only had what? Fiona is A, B, C, D, E, F.
Yeah,
sixth,
and then
storm of the season.
Gaston is not quite hurricane grade yet, but it is a storm that they're keeping an eye on. Right. But the thing with Fiona, she's supposed to stay a hurricane force cyclone into the weekend. And what is it,
Prince Edward Island up in Nova Scotia. Yeah, right. But it'll skirt. It's just going to rain here in New England today. And not a whole lot of wind, just cloudy and rainy. But it's okay because we still can use the extra rain. Doesn't help with the farming at this time of year, but it does. Well, in a sense it does, because more grass is growing. You don't have to feed the cows so much because there's lots of grass growing in the pastures. Yesterday, we talked about one of our Woonsocket area listeners. I know she was a listener, the mayor of Woonsocket, Susan Menard, who had been the mayor there for quite a long time. Remember we talked yesterday, Jay, about a couple of bodies being found inside a home. Turned out to be her home. Severely decomposed. She had been identified as one of the two found in the home. She's the, this, I don't know who, do we have an identity on the second person? I don't know that we do yet.
No, no identity at the moment. We just knew that neighbors had said they knew who lived there and there were some previous health problems and they believe they know who the deceased were, but authorities still had to do
so
their due
diligence.
So no
foul play though, right? Is there?
No, no, they don't believe there's any foul play. But there was a lot of confusion, and in the way a lot of this was written up was it a former mayor? Was it a mayor's former the mayor's former house? What is an, it was like, where's the former coming from? Is the former mayor or the former house? Because things were just written so oddly, but turns out, current house of a former mayor. And the former mayor, Susan Menard.
Yep. All right, well, condolences to our friends listening to WNRI and Woonsocket, people who are fans of hers. All right, other women who have befallen or fallen on tough times. In the news, here's a woman who died after she fell 30-some-odd feet down a cliff. She was out celebrating her 55th birthday on vacation in Maine. Lady came up from Georgia and was out on a hike. She was leaning against a fence. The fence broke, and see you later. This is Scarborough, Maine. 54-year-old Ramona Gowans fell off the cliff, and she couldn't call 911. Her sister and a local fisherman saw what was going on. They called 911. And so she had the critical injuries and she succumbed to them. Which one, I guess, one more time, a couple of observations here. You know, we are very critical, obviously, of people who try to take selfies in awkward positions. But I don't think you should expect a wooden fence that's on public property. Wasn't this in a, this is a park. Wasn't she in a park? Was she on private property or public? It looks like she was.
No, it was a park, yeah.
Park, yeah. So you pay entry fees to get into most parks, whether they're state parks or whether they are federal parks. And so shouldn't you, for the money, the extra money that you pay, after all, it should be that because we pay so much in taxes, we ought to be able to get into any national park free. That's something that I resent when Miles and his mother and I go walking around to places in California. We have to pay $20 to get in. It is annoying because we've already paid once. And so we're paying again. And as they say, it's a use fee. Okay, well, whatever. And so for that, wouldn't you expect that everything would be pristine? All of the fences were taken care of. All the paths were taken care of. And so there wouldn't be a chance for somebody to lean against the fence. After all, how much did this woman weigh? She couldn't, let's say she weighed 150 pounds, right? Mm-hmm. If that's enough to break a wooden fence, wow.
Well, that's one of those things that sometimes things happen. Look at bridges that are always collapsing,
yeah.
Or buildings that have, like, the roof caves in or something. And sometimes things are overlooked, and it's tragic, and it's sad, and it's definitely an accident that shouldn't have happened in the first place. But also think about how many times we lean against things. We lean against walls. We lean against fences. Whether it's just we put our arms on and look over, or we need to fix something
in our
shoe.
You lean on them and look down the ravine, or look down, look up or down. Yeah, we do that all the time.
Or you just lean against something because there's something stuck to your shoe and you need to get it off, or to help hold your balance. And it is just so tragic. Not a way to celebrate a birthday, nonetheless.
Too bad for her. Yep. All right, here's another woman in the news. This is a story of something going on. We have two affiliates on the Hawaiian Islands. Story of a 15-year-old girl who was kidnapped and then taken to an old bus and shackled to it.
Mm-hmm.
Court documents have been filed. This girl escaped from the abductor. She convinced him to take her to a cafe to go have something to eat, I guess, according to police. Bystanders intervened. They saw what was going on. So this guy, Duncan Mahi, charged with kidnapping, sexual assault, trafficking in drugs, bunch of other counts as well.
Oh, this whole ordeal is incredible. She was with her boyfriend when the man approached her, when Mahi approached them.
She has a boyfriend?
And
she's 15?
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
So she, Mahi approaches them, has a weapon, forces her to zip tie her boyfriend so he couldn't do anything, and then takes her and immediately takes her into a van and all of the stuff that ensues. And somehow she convinced him to take her to a cafe. She starts trying to get away, and as he's going after her,
other people see
what's going on, and some bystanders were able to stop him from approaching her. Other bystanders got to her and helped get her help. One of them shouted, like, wait, that's the girl from the news. They recognized her.
So is this one of those, if you see something, say something? Eventually, like, you hear that at the airport all the time. If you see something, say something.
Mm-hmm.
And I always, there's a sort of a snitchy feel to that. Unless it's something obvious like this.
Yeah, I think it depends what it is, because there is, I totally agree with you, sometimes there's a snitchy feel, sometimes there's a just mind your own business, and then there's other times where it's like, oh no, you need to say something.
Yep, you sure do. All right, well, it worked out better for her than it might have, so that's good, but she'll have a story to tell, and probably be, unless she has a good shrink, that's why I need a good shrink. Permanently affected by
traumatized,
this.
Traumatized, yes.
Yeah, right. All right, 45 at the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program with talking about the weather. We have some thunderstorms here as the cold air clashes with the warm air, and that happens when there's a big storm like the storm out in the Atlantic. But this is a different kind of storm. The thunderstorm that I'm talking about is a superb air purifier that will allow you to have the cleanest air anywhere this side of heaven. It's dirty air that you're breathing, dirty air bad for you. This new air purifier doesn't have any filters to replace, gets rid of those bad odors. What did I cook last night that smelled? I don't know, there's another piece of fish. Anyway, I do that because I get doing other things and I forget that it's on. Somebody calls, wait a minute, my fish is cooking.
Oh, yeah, that smell always alerts you. And it tastes so good. It always tastes so good. But, yeah, that stench.
Right. Awful. So, anyway, you don't have to... You put it on the floor. It's not like an air humidifier or any of those things. It plugs into the wall. It's very quiet, and it's easy. So let's go to Canton, Ohio, which is the home of the folks at Eden Pure. They've been in business for 50 years, family business. It's Eden Pure. Well, you can go to EdenPure.com, excuse me, and find it. But if you go to EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, you get discount code Doug3 working for you. You buy three of these puppies for the price of six, in essence. No, wait a minute. It's the other way around. You can buy six of them for the price of three, right? Half price, $200. Save it now. Three Thunderstorm air purifiers. This would be a good... Oh, do I want to wash my mouth out with soap? This would be a good Christmas present. I'm sorry I said that. But it might be something, if you're thinking ahead, you want to send something practical to folks, this is the way to do it. Or maybe a birthday, something like that. My son's birthday's coming up. I don't need this for my birthday because I already got three of them. So, anyway, let's get you to feeling good about the air you breathe in your home. Take care of yourself and your family. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code Doug3. Save that $200. And by the way, not only will you save that, but you don't have to pay for shipping. That's the deal. Call, or actually, it's easier to order them online, so do that. EdenPureDeals.com. That's the word at 48 past the hour. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure, got diabetes, no problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and see it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So instead, we're going to hire a professional voice actor and pay him absurd amounts of money to say,
I like this product.
Not sure why that was better. I mean, I'm a professional too, but we didn't pay him to say the business part, so back to me. Save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. Sorry, I know hearing me say it was a bit of a letdown. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit StaplesConnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Moving back into the focal point of the day at 53 after the hour, we have many foci, right? Isn't plural of focus foci? Jay, I think it is.
Sure, why
just
not?
You are the former professor,
whatever you say goes.
Yeah,
sir.
That's me. Yep. Professor Stefan here with a way to think globally about the world but eat locally. Have you made a commitment to shop and buy and eat local food? Pretty important way of creating positive change in the world to get stuff that's grown locally. The planet needs help, and sometimes you're unsure about where to get stuff. The more you buy that travels, not good for the atmosphere, all of the trucking and stuff. It's not good. So maybe just that might be a mantra that we can use here and on the American Family Farmer Show that I do every week. It's on a lot of these same stations. You can find the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. And one of the themes is to eat locally, not local. Well, I suppose some people say eat local, but locally. And so I'm going to give you a reason to do that, thanks to our friends at Kroger, right after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so here we go again on the Farm, Food, and Family segment of our program. A warning for vegetables that are packaged and have been sold around the country at Kroger. Now, this is not just one or two things. This is a two-page list of things that are being recalled because of listeria. Right? You got potential listeria contamination in asparagus, peppers, onions, corn, guacamole, salsa. That sounds like a New Englander, right?
It seems like all of this is the prepared stuff, like the vegetable bowl, the diced red onion, the diced bell pepper and white.
Yeah, let's do it because it's easy.
The fajita mix.
Never mind, you can get sick. Why don't you learn how to prepare it yourself or buy a local. You can find this stuff locally sourced, right?
The thing. I think a lot of people go through for these pre-prepped things because it's less time-consuming, especially if you're really busy. But if you can even just take one day, and you don't even have to do the full week, just do a couple days at a time where you prep your own meals, get the family involved in it, too.
Cool. That's a good idea. All right, so here's bad. This is something that it gives farmers that are dairymen a bad... It's just bad. It gives a bad... we all feel badly when this happens, and it gives a bad image, a bad reputation. This is a farm in Iowa. Those of you listening in Iowa, you probably heard the story already. A guy's being farmed $36,000 for a massive manure leak. Killed 100,000 small fish in a creek, according to the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. This is just irresponsible. You can easily take care of this. This is a manure tank. So it's a slurry tank. So you put the liquid manure in a liquid manure spreader. Apparently it's an overrun. It wasn't... I'm trying to figure out whether this was because of a big rainstorm or whether it was just careless bad management on their part. Because these things have happened. These things hold 200,000 gallons. So the thing was completely overfilled. These huge, you see these big, huge tanks. They say harvest store on the side of them. And some of them are silos. The squatty ones that are wide and low, those are the manure. Those are the big tanks where methane gas is created and the slurry is put into a particular type of spreader, brought out and spread on the land. That's cool. That's good. It's good for the better than using commercial fertilizers. But when you kill...
And apparently, one of the workers just neglected to turn it off one night.
Yeah. It's always something like that.
Over 100,000 small fish just gone.
The dairy owner's name is Bernard Baker. He's agreed to pay the fine for the spill. Yeah, apparently, it was a spill like that. Same thing happened a few years ago. So, that's a black eye for dairymen. It isn't deserved. 59 past the hour.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.